Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Tim Bird. The tribute to the lives lost at the Pentagon began early Monday as a flag was unfurled on the building's facade to mark the lives lost when hijacked American Airlines Flight 77 hit the building on September 11, 2001. This as the families of 9/11 victims read the names at a ceremony at the National September 11th Memorial Site in Lower Manhattan, where the Twin Towers once stood.
And my wife, Deborah Kaplan. Debbie, we love you and miss you.
Kaplan was one of the 1,000 killed at the World Trade Center during the September 11th terrorist attacks. Nearly 3,000 people total were killed across New York City, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. Hurricane Lee continues to intensify in size. According to the National Hurricane Center, this Category 3 storm boasts maximum sustained winds of approximately 120 miles per hour as it tracks northwestward. President Biden is wrapping up his trip to Vietnam, where the president and other U.S. officials met with the prime minister and other Vietnamese government officials, the president vowing that they'll continue to strengthen the ties between the United States and Vietnam.
Everyone in both our countries is working to make sure the people, no matter who they are, can seize potential.
MSU football coach Mel Tucker is being suspended without pay following harassment allegations. The school making the announcement Sunday as it investigates claims that Mel Tucker sexually harassed a rape activist and sexual assault awareness speaker during a phone call last year. The allegations come after Tucker signed a 10-year, $95 million contract with the program in 2021. In financial news, all eyes this week will be on the August inflation numbers that are set to be released Wednesday. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
For those who witnessed the horror of 9/11 close up, certain sounds and images are still embedded in their memory. Reporter Recollections with USA News' Laura Winters.
There are triggers. When I hear the sound of an ambulance, it takes me right back to the streets in New York City, where I stood with other stunned people watching both towers on fire, then the South Tower collapsing in slow motion, and the North Tower following in the path of its twin. I remember looking up and thinking furniture was going out the window. The building's 110 stories tall, 1,000 feet in the air. The human eye can only see so far. But in reality, it was people, not furniture, going out the windows to escape the roaring fire. That was their best option. This is the image I believe top terrorist Osama bin Laden wanted Americans and the world to see.
A recent poll by CBS and YouGov found that 77% of voters would prefer age limits on those pursuing elected office. Within that group, 40% proposed the age limit to be 70 years old, which is 10 years older than President Biden is now. The second most popular age limit was 60, proposed by about a quarter of respondents. Week one of the NFL season wraps up Monday night with the New York Jets hosting the Buffalo Bills. That game kicks off just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC and ESPN. And the Powerball jackpot for Monday night's drawing is set for an estimated $522 million. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, Joe Biden says it's working. The reality of the pain of Bidenomics is drowning out his spin about the Biden economy. Meanwhile, the president has the temerity to take a swipe at Trump's economy as part of the labor speech to union members. The public policy analyst, economics professor, Dr. Michael Bussler joins us now. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, appreciate the time and insight. You know, the people are getting spun three ways to Sunday, but I'll tell you, you know, Michael, help us understand. I mean, is the president just blatantly lying to everybody, or are there some matrix, something that would, you know, give him some ground to stand on that says that Bidenomics is actually working, we're just not seeing it? What are we missing here?
So with all politicians, they always like to spin things, and there's a whole lot of economic data out there, and if you sort of pick and choose some of it to highlight, you can say things are real good. So what he says is, look, the unemployment rate is down to 3.8%. We've created, I think the number he throws out there is 13 million new jobs. So everybody should be working now and everybody should be happy. We've invested money in green energy. We've invested money in electric vehicles. So if you take a look at all that, he would say everything looks pretty rosy.
Now, well, let me ask you this, Michael. Can I ask you something, though, real quick? Okay, they always tout these numbers. And going back to the Obama-Biden days, these numbers were always juiced. I mean, they were worked in such a way that, oh, well, these people decided not to work arbitrarily. Somehow the economists decided, well, because they decided not to work, we're not going to count them in the number anymore. And so we're back to creating a black market labor force where people are working under the table because of the cost of living and everything else that's going on. I know at one time you and I talked about this and thought that maybe it could be anywhere from 8 to 10 million people that we could best verify that were working under the table. That was during the Biden-Obama years, and I think we're recreating that that element again. I'm sorry if I took you off track here a little bit, but I think that this is important to consider and maybe contributory to these juice numbers that we're getting.
So let me start with one point. If somebody is to be included in a labor force, you have to be either working or actively seeking a job. Now, if you're not actively seeking a job, you're not counted in the labor force and therefore not included in any calculation for unemployment, in the unemployment rate that's generally published. Now, they do calculate other unemployment rates, and if you include what we call discouraged workers, people who have dropped out of the labor force and don't think they can find a job or for whatever reason have stopped looking for a job.
They don't think they can eat anymore. Their body doesn't tell them they should eat. So, yeah, we just won't work anymore, right? That makes sense.
Well, the reason that number is so high, these discouraged workers, is that the government makes it fairly easy for someone to still survive and not work. Look, you look during the pandemic, there was a lot of people afterwards that wouldn't go back to work and are dropped out of the labor force. You would say, well, how do they eat? Well, the federal government was handing out free money for a couple of years there, and most of that free money for younger people in particular, most of that they ended up saving. They lived in an apartment. They didn't have to pay their rent, and they couldn't get evicted because it was a moratorium on evictions. I live in New Jersey, and that moratorium extended well past the pandemic. Hey, look, I went to college. I have some student loans, but I don't have to pay those either. And the federal government has extended unemployment compensation benefits for a longer time period, and they just increased the amount of money that they'll give in food stamps. So the bottom line was the government was giving all this money, and most of the people I talked to, and I don't have any hard data, but most of the younger people I talked to said to me, look, we're going to stretch this out as long as we possibly can until we finally run out of money and have to go back to work. So it was the government contributing all of that money, thinking they were doing the right thing, that allowed these people to stay out of the labor market.
This is what happens when you give the keys to the wrong kids, right? The keys to the car. And the damage that they've done along the way here, Michael, in much the same way like what's happened with the school system. You keep the kids out of class. You dumb them down. They're anywhere from, 12 to 24 months behind. Uh-huh. And some experts are saying that we'll never catch up, Michael, for those lost years. And I'm wondering if something similar when it comes to the labor force, because you take them out of competing and you kind of inject this, it's just a bad idea and bad mentality that you've injected them with to think that, the government will take care of them. They're not as good. I mean, that's the other thing, too, that I was hearing anecdotally was, the people that were rehiring people, bringing them back, and they'd been out of the labor force for a couple of years. They weren't on their game, Michael. They were off. And so this two-year layoff, I think, was lose-lose all the way around. And, America is going to have to go through a real wake-up call here, and it's going to have to do it outside of the government because, unfortunately, Joe Biden and the Democrats, as long as they're in control, they feel like the only way they can stay in control is to buy votes, and they'll just throw money at it. I mean, we're looking what are they talking about the deficit this year? Something like $2 trillion now? We were looking before about $1 trillion last year. They're looking at $2 trillion deficit, Michael, for this year. This is insane. Yeah.
And, of course, that takes the public debt up to close to $34 trillion, and that's something we're also going to have to face. You know, real quick, on the other side of Bidenomics, now he paints a very positive picture. On the other side, you have massive government spending and creating these huge deficits, just as you mentioned. That creates excess demand in the economy, and that's a large contributor to the inflation problem that we have. Now, Biden will say, well, look, inflation was at 9%. It was his actions that brought it up to 9%. And he's saying, look, I have it down to 3.2% now. While most of the decrease in inflation was due to falling energy prices,
right.
And that's about to change. In fact, it changed last month when the consumer price index started to go up again. the number for August, which is, well, I think either Monday or Tuesday, when that comes out, that's going to shock people at how large that is. And you'll see the annual inflation rate, which he says is 3.2% now, likely to go up close to 4%. And, of course, then the Federal Reserve is going to have to act. So what Bidenomics is spending massive amounts of money that we don't have.
Got to pick it up on the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
That's our commitment to you. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Michael Bustler is with us. He's the public policy analyst, economics professor. We're talking Bidenomics, yes. Trying to help us understand, because to hear the president, you think, wow, you know, this is all, you know, it's working. He says, oh, my goodness, and I go, where, you know? And, you know, people are going, wait a minute, you know, right away says it's working, and then I go out and buy a, you know, buy some milk, and I don't see it working. You know, I go buy gas. It's not working. So in Joe Biden's world, somehow it seems to be working, and his counselors, and he continues to spin. So, Dr. Bussler, so the bottom line, you started to say, what is Bidenomics?
So the president's advisors try to put a positive spin, as I said before the break, talking about some of the positive data. So what exactly is Bidenomics? It's massive increases in government spending, huge budget deficits, money spent on social issues to solve what he believes is social inequalities. He also believes climate change is an existential threat. So a lot of money went on climate change, and most of it, I'm not sure how productive it is. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, going along with his climate change, he said the U.S. has to start producing less fossil fuels. So prior to him taking office, we were producing more oil than any country in the world. We had more than we needed for us, and we were even exporting some. As a result of that vast increase in supply, energy prices were very reasonable. Well, Biden comes into office on his first day. He cancels the Keystone Pipeline. He makes it more difficult in the permitting process to get permits to drill. He said no more drilling on federal land. He told banks, I'd be careful about lending to anybody in the petroleum industry because there is no future. Mm-hmm. Well, as a result of that, oil production went from 12.5 million barrels a day down to 11 million barrels a day. So that decrease in supply helped to drive energy prices up. And had he not canceled the Keystone Pipeline, it was about a year away from producing oil, that would have increased supply further and kept oil prices very reasonable, no matter what OPEC or anybody else did. So his policy was to reduce the energy consumption, increase government spending, try to raise taxes where he can. And then he sort of, now the Federal Reserve operates independently. They don't have to listen to anybody. They're independent. However, mm-hmm. the chair of the Federal Reserve wanted to get reappointed. So all through 2021, when the economy was growing at over a 6% rate, when the federal government was deficit spending nearly $3 trillion, for some reason, the Federal Reserve kept interest rates near zero and kept increasing the money supply by buying $240 billion a month worth of government bonds. That's a very expansionary monetary policy. But the economy was already growing at a 6% rate.
Exactly.
So
right.
You throw that in with Biden and you end up with a big mess.
Yeah, you're just adding fuel to the fire here. Michael, what I see in my very neophyte way is that what the damage that Joe Biden and Bidenomics has done is not going to be solved under new management in 4 years. I mean, this guy is doing generational damage here. It's almost like, in some sense, similar to what Nancy Pelosi did when she left office and she was no longer the speaker. She set up the next term in such a way, and the Republicans went along with it, which was, I'm thinking, what are you guys thinking? Going along with her agenda. You extended her agenda into the new session and sold out your leverage. For what? What did you get for that? Nothing that I can tell that really helps the American people. But meanwhile, then you get Joe Biden doing all this nefarious, crazy, hocus-pocus economic stuff that's just killing our economy. But it's not that it's just killing our economy tomorrow. We're talking, you know, potentially decades, Michael, that it's going to take a while. I mean, Donald Trump can come in and or somebody who has the passion and the gravitas, you know, to do something about it. But, you know, this isn't good. We're not going to turn around, you know, what he's done. Because, I mean, look at even Reagan, when he came in, it took him a while to right the ship because of the damage that Jimmy Carter did. And I see something similar here. Am I missing something?
No. A lot of what Biden has done has caused almost permanent damage. So if we get a new administration, a Republican administration, they will instantly reverse what they can on executive order, and that should help mm-hmm. the energy industry. they'll start removing a lot of the unnecessary regulations that Biden put in all industries. And by that time, the Biden administration will probably prohibit us from using gas stoves, appliances in our homes. But so they can reverse that by executive order and try to get the regulations down to a minimum. That'll be a start. And then to fix the economy, you just need the policies that really made the economy grow. You know, when Reagan got in, and you're right, it took him a long time because the 70s were awful. But when he got in to office, he convinced Congress to do the Reagan tax cuts in 1982. The economy was coming out of a severe recession and very high interest rates. He convinced them to cut taxes for all Americans, including the wealthy. By 1984, the economy grew at a 7.4% annual clip. The inflation rate came way down. The unemployment rate came way down. And really, from 1982 to 2007, 25 years, we had a big growth spurt. Now, there was a little hiccup in 1991, a little recession in 2001, but essentially went on that 25-year growth spurt. So if we can get a Republican president into office next November and bring him in and put in the policies that made America great, it won't be quick, but I think we can turn this around in not too long of a time period.
Well, and the other thing, too, because of what the Democrats did, you know, to parts of corporate America and the oil sector and that sort of thing, I mean, these guys are going to, you know, keep their cards close to their vest, I would think, in terms of any kind of R&D and investment, because they're thinking, okay, we might get away with this for four, we might eight, and then we got these knuckleheads coming back, and then they're going to blow up the energy sector once again, right?
Well, that's the fear. You know, there was a lot of nervousness even as the economy was growing in the 80s. And Ronald Reagan gave a speech and he said, look, in business, if anybody's thinking about trying something new, going for growth, taking a chance, he said, now's the time to do it. He said in his words were just go for it.
Right.
And once he said go for it, people started to get the mentality that we can do these things. We need a whole new change in culture. Not just in the presidency, but a change in culture to get back to the
attitude
that really made America great. Yes.
Well, the thing amazing, you know, 34%, according to Rasmussen, say the U.S. is heading in the right direction, but yet 40% of America supports this president. These numbers don't add up to me, Michael.
Yeah. I think a lot of the support for President Biden, and this was true in the election, is not so much vote for him, it's don't vote for the other guy. So they made Trump look so bad and so terrible, no matter what they said, you have to support my positions. That's the only thing really I can figure. Let me say one other thing. Again, I don't have hard data, but from people I've been talking to, some of which are Democrats, they tell me, look, there's no way I can vote for Biden. They say, I'm just going to have to hold my nose and vote for Trump if he's the choice. So I think what Biden had going for him when he got elected, the Republican may have going for them in this next election.
Well, it remains a quandary. And when you've got a majority of Americans saying and still having their doubts about the results of the 2020 election, and we've got severe sentences being handed down to some of the J6ers, you know, for what? Because they disagreed with the process here and that happened. And hopefully we've learned and we can have a better showing when it comes to the 2024 elections. If only we can hope, right? Dr. Michael Bussler has been our guest. Thank you, Michael. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you, Bill.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. America is continuing to remember the 9/11 terrorist attacks 22 years since the attacks took place in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. Heather Penny was one of the fighter pilots who was ordered by Vice President Dick Cheney on September 11, 2001, to ram her F-16 into United Airlines Flight 93, which was believed to be headed for the Capitol building. Penny tells Fox and Friends that the images she saw that morning made her willing to give everything.
Any one of us, having seen the video, having known that our nation was attacked, would have been willing.
Aaron Rodgers is set to make his New York City debut tonight. The New York Jets hosting the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football to cap off week one of the NFL season. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. on ESPN. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, you know, and we're going to be talking about standing for God in America, as we've been sharing with you this morning on several occasions. You know, America clearly is in a crisis, and we face many challenges, including racial unrest, immigration concerns, political division, and many Christians are asking what they can do to make a difference in the midst of all this confusion. Standing for God in America presents biblical answers to the issues affecting America today. Our next guest is Lynn Waggaman. Dr. Waggaman, her new book, Standing for God in America, How Christians Can Make a Difference in Today's Society, is an important book that you should read, because I think, especially today, I would think, Dr. Waggaman, that in light of 9/11, 22 years later, I think there's still some lingering, considerations of, you know, what is God doing? You know, is God judging us? What happened to America 22 years ago? What do you say?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me. I appreciate this, and what a special day this is in the life of our country. I do believe that we are called to be ever mindful of our history and what God has done in us and through us as a country. Mm-hmm. And many of us still deal with the effects of 9/11. But we have a whole generation of people now that were very young or even weren't even born at that time.
Exactly.
And we need to be diligent in making sure that they're remembering what we did and how God pulled us through. And do I believe that it was a punishment? I don't know that I believe it was a punishment. I think it was just a result of sin in the world. And you know, we're going to experience that as Christians in so many different ways and in different times throughout our country's past and in our future. And how we turn to God and look to Him and stand strong during those challenges, I think will determine, you know, how effective we are as a country and how we can get past the challenges that we're facing and deal with everything and support those who have suffered so much during these
right.
2 years.
Well, when you look at the founding of this country, I mean, clearly, you know, going back to the Pilgrims, it was and it was a covenant relationship that was entered in with God, you know, because of the Pilgrims and the prayers that they put out for, you know, what, over 12 years, looking for a country where they could worship God freely. And here it is, this the birth of this great American idea comes about. You know, there's not been another country except for Israel that you could say has a covenant relationship with God. So this is a, you know, a pretty unique, very special opportunity, right? And
and so
when you consider the pattern of the children of Israel, what happened historically with Israel when they got off track, because they were told early on, hey, look, at there's a blessing and a curse. And even John Winthrop at the early beginnings of this country said basically the same thing. You know, a blessing if we follow God and a curse if we turn away from God. And so, you know, we're at that crossroads, and God in his in imminent long suffering is waiting for the people who are called by his name to turn back to him, or is he not?
He is. And his covenant with us is that if then, if you will do this, then I will do this. And he's waiting to bless us. He wants to bless us. But we have to also take that step. The phrase, pray like it all depends on God and work like it all depends on us is kind of, the way we need to address this is, you know, God is not sitting ready to bless us for us just being here. There's a phrase in my book that I say, you know, the phrase, God bless America, is that a mandate to God? Absolutely not. He does not have to bless us.
Right.
He chooses to bless us because of our relationship with him. And so as Christians, we must, if we want our country to thrive and to be successful and to be safe and happy, we as Christians must do our part to really earn this country back to him. And that's kind of what the book is about, is standing firm and understanding what truth is and being willing to speak up and say when something is not right and when something is going against godly principles. But it starts with us knowing God's truth and being firm in our beliefs and in our lifestyle, and then we can model that to others.
Well, if we're looking for God's blessings, then we have to be in that position to receive his blessings. He's not going to bless something that is acting out a curse, is he?
No, he will not. He says, I am a righteous God and I cannot abide unholiness and unrighteousness. Mm-hmm. He cannot bless anything that is not worthy of his blessing. And so when we as a nation are not living according to his standards, then we've tied his hands. He cannot bless. He cannot pour out the abundance that he wants to give us as a country if we're not willing to do what he has, you know, stated that he wants us to do. One of the things that I discussed is the fact that, you know, a lot of people focus on all the thou shalt nots. God says thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. And we kind of get this impression that God is a God that doesn't want us to have fun, that God is a God who wants to, that we have to be so serious-minded and so, you know, all these restrictions on our lifestyle and that he doesn't tolerate all these things. But what we have to realize is that the reason he's put those in place is for our benefit. He says, thou shalt not murder, because he loves people and he wants people to be happy. He says, thou shalt not commit adultery, because he wants us to have strong families and strong marriages. So he's a God who loves and who has the best in mind for us. But when we don't follow his plan, then he can't bless us. And we miss out on that abundance that he has for us as a country and as individuals.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the shalt nots, as you say, these are warnings, like a speed limit, you know, so that it would go well for us. And they are they're in alignment with God's determined infrastructure. I mean, he created the heavens and the earth to produce, you know, a specific outcome, not theoretical. It was a specific outcome that when we are we're mindful of that and we're obedient to that, to that infrastructure. I keep using this over and over again. I got to say this to you, Lynn, because when this came at me, I thought, wow, this is exactly it. It's like defying gravity. I mean, we have the law of gravity, and, you can think independently and say, okay, I'm going to defy gravity, and, you know, how many times can you fall off the roof purposely and get tired of getting bruised up, right? And so, to me, it's much the same way, is that, like the law of gravity, there are these immutable laws that God has put into place, like you say, for our good, not for our harm, and that when we when we do that, like he told Cain, he says, will it not go well for you? When you do right, will it not go well for you? That, again, speaks to that infrastructure, that when you honor it, then you get the honorable, righteous results that we all want, ultimately. I mean, you know, as we try to work through this, but, and it might be tough for people right now, you know, as you write about in your book, you know, Christians, everybody is so frustrated with the world, you know, and you go, how do I deal with this? How am I dealing with this, you know, sexual revolution and homosexuality and drag queens and everything? I mean, this is so insane. This is a God problem, that if we don't bring God into the middle of this, I don't know how it gets solved. Do you?
No, I don't. And you know, you were describing the culture of our day. This is nothing new for God. You know, during Paul's time, culture was so anti-God, and he spoke to that. And so this is nothing new for God. This is new for us, but it's not new for God. And he has a plan, and he knows how to fix it and how to turn the hearts back to him.
You see, and if that doesn't bring you to your knees and get you in front of a holy God, then I don't know what else it's going to take, Lynn. Do you?
No, I don't. And I think, as you know, somebody asked me, what moves Christians most to action? And I think we're seeing it now. When our families are threatened, when our basic underlying beliefs of who we are as people are threatened, then we've kind of reached the point where we say enough is enough.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Dr. Lynn Wagaman after this.
You get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day. That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 90358. That's 800-699-0358.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Now, I like what Dr. Lynn Wagaman writes. She says, a silent Christian is an ineffective Christian. You know, think about that. Her new book, Standing for God in America, How Christians Can Make a Difference in Today's Society. There's been, documentaries. I think Dinesh D'Souza laid out a possibility. What if America wasn't around? I think you could even say even before then, you know, what if the pilgrims didn't come to America? You know, what would happen? Where would the world be today without Christian influence? You know, Lynn, you say many Christians are frustrated and confused at what's happening in our country. What are the biggest issues for people of faith as you see today?
I believe that you can see what affects Christians the most by what they will not tolerate. And we're seeing that anything that affects the family, children, education, marriage, any of those things really are the topics of concern for Americans. Obviously, for Christians, economy and things like that affects everyone. But when you really get down to it, anything that that underlying faith in the foundation of our families and our children really speaks to Christians. And then anything that impacts their ability to worship freely. Mm-hmm. During the COVID shutdowns, we saw, the churches that were not allowed to meet and were, you know, really, people tried to cause problems for them when they tried to meet, even in small groups. And that really got, spoke to Christians. And they said, no, this is not good. We will not stand for this. And so, mm-hmm. Anything that impacts our faith and our families, we really see Christians taking a stand for. And, of course, that gets right to the heart of God and what he desires for his people. And so, you know, we can look at all the issues the things that come up every day, different topics, different concerns. But when you break them down into the fundamental truths that underlie all of these issues that we face, we get down to morality, to family, to finance, to wealth and resources, our attitude towards those, mm-hmm. leadership. And so that's what I wanted to hit with this book is what are those key areas that we can get firmly grounded on and what does God say about them so that we can stand up when it, no matter what the topic, we can view that topic through God's word and mm-hmm. we can see his plan for that topic. And we're not constantly swayed by every new idea that comes along. Because that's what society wants us to do. Society wants us to be wishy-washy and just accept whatever they mm-hmm. say. And we need to be much more grounded in that, in our beliefs and our faith and be willing to speak up.
Lynn, what about the issue of life? I mean, to me, that's where everything comes out of. I mean, life is, you know, that is a direct connection with God. All the other things that we're talking about, you know, if we're not honoring life to begin with, that is so fundamental and foundational. And for some reason, I don't know, maybe because, you know, Christians have violated the issue of life. We know that, according to research from Barna, that you've got about, at least at every service of church that you go to, at least a third of the people have been involved with abortion. And that, you know, this is something, you know, if we are going to come to God, we must come with all humility and in righteousness and in faith, you know, as you said earlier, to know that God is a forgiving God. But we need to really, I guess, have such a passion for the things that God is passionate about. And I believe, you know, at the top of that list, it's the very essence of who God is, and that is life.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I discuss is how we share that thought with other people. Because we can either attract people to God and to his message, or we can repel them based mm-hmm. on how we share our beliefs. It's not that I'm going to change my belief. I absolutely, you know, believe what the Bible says about life, and but I also have to have compassion on the person that I'm speaking to,
exactly.
and recognize that God loves, he loves us no matter what we've done, no matter what our thoughts and where we're coming from. But we also have this underlying truth. And so when we're teaching truth and we're standing for truth, we must do it with the compassion and humility that Jesus had when he was working and talking with people, the way he dealt with the Samaritan woman who was living in sin.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he said, I recognize that and I value you as a person, but go and sin no more. Don't continue to live in the lifestyle that you've been living now that you know truth. And,
exactly.
And so as we share what standing for what truth is, we must also be willing to do it in such a way that draws people to Christ and not pushes them away, so that they will hear our message and accept
exactly.
our message. And then we must be willing to live it out ourselves 100%.
Well, like you say, you know, here you are as a woman of faith. You understand how much God has forgiven you. How can you not forgive another person? And it's not for us anyway. It's God that forgives. And we're you know, like you said, there has to be this, you know, this sense of compassion because of all that God has given you and given us, that we extend that to others, right? It's not an issue of judgment. When I say that, you know, a third of the people, according to research, have been involved with an abortion, this is male and female. And I often say, you know, right after that, that don't think that God doesn't have a big enough heart to forgive that. I mean, he's forgiven us. And, you know, and he continues to forgive us every day, you know, and so, he is a loving God. And, you know, for those of us that have the strength and the wherewithal to bring people into the presence of God, that's what you're saying, then we need to use that energy to do that, because it is God who will heal that, not us.
Yes. Colossians 4 says, conduct yourself with wisdom toward outsiders. These are the people that don't believe that. Conduct yourself with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. And so as we have that opportunity to speak, let God use us in a special way to touch their lives and to make a difference. And so, you know, when I say how can Christians make a difference in today's society, we start within our own home. We start within our own family, living out that, encouraging our children, living that godly lifestyle in front of our neighbors. And then as doors of opportunity open, I was telling someone, this door of opportunity for radio opened to me. I'm not a radio person. I'm a teacher and a school psychologist. And
you're doing great.
And God has opened an opportunity for me, and I'm prepared, and I'm making the most of the opportunity, and pray that my words will be seasoned with grace. But I believe that God will work in amazing ways when Christians step up and say, God, use me today. Show me how you want me to make a difference. I'm prepared. I've read. I know. I've studied the word. I know what your word says. I'm grounded in truth. grounded in my faith, and now use me to make a difference in wherever you put me today. And I believe that God will work so amazingly for within people who are just have their hearts turned to Him. And and so I get excited when I see what can God do. And I really, the response that I've gotten to this book has been amazing. And people are willing, and I don't know if it's the time with it being so close to the election, but people are really hungry to know, what can we do? What can I do? And and how can I make a difference?
Exactly.
And it all starts at home, and then and lots and lots of prayer.
Well, and we want to be catalysts of love and of change in our homes, in our communities. In your book, you address the difference between patriotism and nationalism. We've got about 2.5 minutes left here, Lynn, so go ahead and break that down for our audience, because there's some confusion about those two words.
Absolutely. Well, we see actually on 9/11, we see that exact process. So patriotism is good and wholesome. It's being proud of your country, being proud of what we have to offer and the things that we've done as a country, the fact that we are founded on Christian principles, and we see that as good and healthy when people volunteer to serve in the military to protect this great country. Nationalism, though, carries it one step further and says our country is great and we are inferior to we are superior to all other countries, and therefore other countries are inferior and must be extinguished. And so we see that was the attitude towards 9/11 from nationalists against our country. But then we saw our results. Our reaction was one of patriotism that says, no, our country is special, and we share that pride in what we accomplished as a country. As we remember 9/11, the people who gave their lives for 9/11, and that is wholesome, and God honors that. He abhors nationalism, and we want to make sure that we never, as a country, become that type of country where we say we are better than every other country, and they don't deserve to be a country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when you start making people less than, you start getting into all kinds of problems, and we've seen this, you know, historically what occurs, a massive amount of carnage. Last question, how do you suggest Christians learn to become change agents like we've been talking about?
I believe that you first need to know what's going on, be aware, and then ask God to show you how you can make a difference in your local, in your home, and locally. Get involved, be willing to speak up, and just ask God to use you. And I believe that He will honor that request. Be prepared, because you're going to, you don't know where He's going to take you, but I believe that God's ready and excited to work. We just have to call upon Him and ask for His blessing.
Yeah, and if I might add, a daily dose of His word will go a long way. Even Jesus himself said, right, it's not food that I live on, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Dr. Lynn Wagaman has been our guest. Her book, Standing for God in America, book available at all the usual places, correct?
Correct. It is in pre-release, but if you contact me at my website, I can send out a copy immediately.
Generate your own supply of off-grid electricity. This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three adults.